Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hello? Hello?
Podcast Network Asia.
Welcome to Season 2 of the Get Hired Podcast, powered by Podcast Network Asia and Podmetrics. This is where I, Coach Laika Maravilla, will give you tips, tricks, and techniques to help you land your dream job. Whether internship yan, position, or promotion, I'm here to coach you through the entire process. I'm rooting for you, kaya tara, simulan na natin. What should you say kapag tinanong ng interviewer, what are your deal breakers? What are deal breakers and what are good deal breakers to talk about? That's what we're going to talk about in this episode. All right, so this question right here was actually requested by Jonalyn Tapgos, isa siya sa mga followers natin on Facebook and sa ating ibang mga platforms. And the sad story is that Jonalyn was asked this question pero hindi daw siya masyadong nakapaghanda. So she didn't know what to say kasi she didn't know kung ano ibig sabihin ng deal breakers. And of course, hindi niya nasagot yung tanong na yon. Now, let's go muna dun sa definition ng deal breakers. One of the favorite na games that I play with my siblings is Monopoly Deal. Okay, I'm not sure if you're familiar with it, but it's basically a card game na parang mas fast-paced na version ng Monopoly, which is the board game, no? And there's this card there. I will never forget it. It's a deep purple yung kulay niya, and it's called the Deal Breaker. Basically, kapag nilagay mo yon, the other person can't say no. But in the context of deal breakers in the real world, ang ibig sabihin nun, these are things na pag nangyari ito or pag nakita mo ito, it would make you leave or quit or say no. For example, if you have a manliligaw, tapos this person, sabihin natin, smokes. For me, ha, ang smoking is a deal breaker. I can't stand it. Hindi ko kaya yung amoy, hindi ko kaya yung entire thing. So I really can't do yung smoking na yan. And I can't be with a smoker. So that is a deal breaker for me. So when someone asks you sa isang setting ng job interview na what are your deal breakers, you have to think about things that would make you quit yung job. And to the point na magkukwit ka talaga ng kahit na ayaw nilang magkwit ka or kahit na they give you so much more money, you would leave. Now, actually, this is a really great question in my perspective, as someone who was in the HR department din dati. This is a great question kasi if you ask a person this, you kind of know if magfi-fit sila with the company. And you can also hold them medyo, lalo na kung maliit yung firm ninyo, hold them accountable to what they said in the interview. Kasi kung kunwari, nagsabi sila na ang deal breaker lang nila would be this, tapos bigla sila nag-quit, di ba pwede mo sabihin na, wait lang, you said that your deal breaker is this. Did something change? Did something happen? So again, you can open another conversation. So how do we respond? Pag tinanong ka na, what are your deal breakers? I have three na I's, which are the things that I would talk about kung ako yung tinanong nito sa isang interview. Yun yung pag-uusapan natin, yung hihimayin natin. Okay? Now, my first I is this. First deal breaker ko is if the company engages in immoral acts. Okay, so again, I for immoral. Now, what is immoral ba? Ang immoral are things that are not moral. These are terrible things, bad things. For example, if a company is engaged in, sabihin natin, something big like human trafficking or it's purposefully getting people sick. Alam nila na kunwari may lead yung kanilang products or may something na dangerous substance, pero hindi nila pinapull out sa market. Okay? So it's immoral. Okay? Ibig sabihin, maling-mali talaga siya. I would quit. So my number one deal breaker is if there is something immoral going on. Okay? Now, the second deal breaker would be this. If there is something illegal. So again, I na naman. Okay? So my second deal breaker would be if there's something illegal going on in the company. If the company is not paying the right taxes, if the company is hiring and firing people at whim, if they are not giving their employees the right benefits. Of course, hindi ko to hihimayin dun sa HR, no? Pero these are just examples of things that are illegal. If they engage in under the table na mga activities, then that is a deal breaker for me. Now, why do I establish that early? No? I know sometimes may mga companies na, and again, it's a sad reality, no? May companies who would say na, are you willing to, say, doctor yung books kung accountant ka? Or are you willing to turn a blind eye kung merong mga suhulan sa deals para makakuha tayo ng deals with certain companies? Para makapag-close tayo, kailangan may cut si ganyan, may cut si ganon. And it's really good, in my perspective, ha? Absolutely good that you set these limitations right away. Bakit? I know some people would say na, no, it's okay kasi desperate na ako for a job. But if you think of things na nasa long term, saying yes to a job that is engaging in illegal activities can really affect you ng pangmatagalan. Sometimes, and again, we've seen this happen again and again in news, kahit sa mga teleserye, kahit sa mga TV series and movies, sometimes they have what they call the fall guy or fall girl, no? Anong may sabihin nun? If you enter a company and they're engaging in illegal activities and ikaw yung pinaka-newbie dun, di ba? Syempre, wala pa kayong malalalim na ties with each other. The moment that, say, the government or someone catches on yung ginagawang illegal, ang tendency would be ikaw na hindi masyadong close sa kanila, ikaw yung matatapunan ng sisi. O, ibiblame sa'yo na hindi siya yung gumagawa nito, kahit naman hindi ikaw. So, kahit na this will cost you that job or that opportunity, take it as a good thing. Kasi ang importante, hindi matataint yung inyong integrity. Hindi matataint yung iyong pagkatao. Okay, so again, two eyes na deal breakers. Number one, if it's immoral, it's an automatic no. And if it's illegal, automatic no then. I will not condone illegal activities. I will not participate in illegal activities. I will not turn a blind eye when it comes to illegal activities. Okay? Now, there's a third one, which is a little bit more sensitive. At yun yung pag-uusapan natin next. Up. Wait lang. Bago tayo magpatuloy sa episode nito, let me just talk to you about something that helps me create the content that I put out here sa Get Hired and sa Trying Hard Podcast. If you're an aspiring podcast creator and you want to get started, one of the tools that could help you is Podmetrics. All you have to do is to sign up now at podmetrics.co and use the code GETHIRED, one word yan, all caps. Again, the code is GETHIRED, one word, all capital letters. And that way, you can learn more about how it works and also help support this channel. And if you're an advertiser and you're interested to collab with Get Hired, head on over to advertiser.podmetrics.co and fill out the form. Again, that's Podmetrics, the easiest way to monetize your podcast. All right, so we already talked about the two eyes, na deal breakers for me. If something immoral is going on, if something illegal is happening, I would say no. That is a deal breaker for me. Now, the third eye is this. Now, this is where you can get a bit flexible. If there is something that is inconsistent with my own set of values, and that inconsistency is consistent. Okay? Ano ibig sabihin nun? Again, if there is something that is consistently inconsistent with my own set of values. Now, why do I say that? Now, some of the people around would say, okay lang yun. If hindi kayo swak sa values, that's okay. You can make adjustments. And that may be true to some extent, but in my experience, if your values aren't aligned with that of the company, then it's just one quick step, papunta na sa illegal, papunta na sa immoral. Ano ibig sabihin nun? For example, ako, I value performance over seniority. Okay? So again, you don't need to over-explain this unless yung HR practitioner asks you, no? I value performance over seniority. So ibig sabihin nun, sa akin, if there are two employees that enter a company, tapos may promotion, doon ka sa mas magaling, hindi doon sa mas matagal nang nandun. Na kung pareho silang magaling, pareho sila ng level ng performance, of course, that's the time that seniority comes in. But if hindi, if this other person is younger, newer, pero overwhelmingly better, you have to go for that person. Yun yung isa sa mga values ko. Now, another of my values would be about kindness. Diba? I don't tolerate bullying. And that has been true for Team Laika for the longest time. And I want the institutions that I become a part of to have that same value din. Gusto ko rin na ganun sila. So, if, say, the company condones bullying, if it allows bullying to happen, mas malala pa if the company engages in bullying, okay? Even in professional bullying, I would leave. Okay? And these are things that you can really explain well. For example, paano? I'll give you another example. I wrote this then and I tweeted about this then last year. I have come to the resolution na if anyone laughs at someone else about something that they cannot change, I will not work with them. And that is actually because of a real experience that I had. There was this fledgling organization. I knew the founder, no? So medyo kakilala ko siya, pero I'm actually more inclined dun sa kanyang kapatid, no? Kami talaga yung unang kumaga magkakilala, and I really look up to dun sa kapatid niya. I was invited sa kanilang strategic planning session, no? And I was really prayerfully considering if I will be part of that organization kasi I really wanted to help. The vision was to help younger leaders to come into their fullness, no, to be trained and to create a positive impact in society. But when I went to the planning session, things went a little bit sideways right away. Kasi nagbubuguyan sila, if you could call it that. So basically, the founder and yung mga barkada niya who were also part of the organization, they would use certain words na I personally hate and don't use, and I tell my students not to use. They use the word R for people who are not okay when it comes to their mental health. They would use in a lot of words that I wish people would unlearn. It's a really bad situation, no? For me. Now again, there's nothing illegal naman happening. You could argue that there's nothing immoral happening, no? Kasi wala naman talaga. Pero I knew in my heart that because this is the language that they're using and they're so used to this and they're laughing at people who are challenged, who have disabilities, I knew I couldn't work with them. And so I resolved sa heart ko na, okay, this is the last time I'm going to participate. I would, kumaga, fade into oblivion. I would step back. I would leave. Now, why? Because, again, their values were inconsistent with mine. Very showbiz answer siya if you think about it, but it really does make sense. So again, three deal breakers for me if I'm applying sa isang company and someone asks me, what are your deal breakers? What I'd say would be this, just three things, three I's. If there is something immoral going on, if it's hurtful to other people, if it's morally wrong, I would leave. If there's something illegal going on, okay, whether it's something that everyone else in the industry practices or not, if anything is illegal, I would leave. And third, if there's something happening that is consistently inconsistent with my own set of values. Those are my three deal breakers. And once you phrase it like that, ang maganda doon would be the person that you're talking to would start asking more questions, would start thinking, okay, what are these and what does these words mean to you? And it's a great lead into your other experiences, into your own principles, your own definitions of success. And let me tell you this, no, they will be very impressed with you if you're able to explain that. Now, why do I say that? One of my, sabihin natin, first na experiences when it comes to job interviews was with a CEO ng isang company. And he actually awarded me with the position agad ng HRD head dun sa company nila. And it was really Number one, because of the grace of God. And number two, because of a really good performance interview. Kasi undergrad ako at that time, but they still gave me the opportunity. And one of the things that we discussed was this. It wasn't phrased like that, so hindi niya tinanong na what are your deal breakers. Pero ang sabi niya sa akin ay, what are the things that you wouldn't do to succeed, in order to succeed? And my answer was along the veins ng mga sinabi ko sa inyo ngayon. Now, why do we say that? Kasi this is a great opportunity for you to set up rules and guidelines even before you start working for them. And now, all you have to do would be to follow those guidelines. And again, because you laid this out as the foundation of your working relationship, of your professional relationship with them, if they say no because they practice any of this, then you're free. It's actually a good thing. It's a blessing na hindi mo malalaman na may ganito after nakapasok ka na. Na masasabi na nila, okay, magbubulungan na sila na, oh, magaling sana yung candidate na yun, pero ayaw niya daw ng illegal activities. Baka mapahamak pa tayo kasi siya yung mag-report sa atin or ilaglag niya tayo. Di ba? Unahan mo na sila. And so, kung magsisay no sila because of that, then it's not an opportunity lost. It's just God saving you basically from further na damage, no, in the long run. Okay? So again, 3 I's, illegal, immoral, inconsistent, and you should be good to go. Okay? Now, that is, again, another episode ng ating Get Hired podcast and also ng Get Hired na YouTube video because we are actually doing yung live filming natin ito. If you don't want to miss the next episode, don't forget to follow this podcast on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you're listening. Okay? If you have any requests then, you can reach out to us directly. I have a page dedicated sa Get Hired podcast. You can look for it. It's www.facebook.com/GetHiredByTeamLaika on Facebook. That is where you can send your requests and other na mga situations if you're looking for advice. I periodically check those and respond via voice message. So if you want that, you can message me on Facebook there. And of course, you can use the hashtag then, #GetHiredPodcast for your takeaways. Ang goal naman natin dito has always been the same and it will always remain like that. My goal is to help you get hired, but more than that, for you to land your dream job. I hope nakatulong itong episode na ito for you and we'll talk to you soon, okay?
The views and opinions expressed by the podcast creators, hosts, and guests do not necessarily reflect the official policy and position of Podcast Network Asia. Any content provided by the people on the podcast are of their own opinion and are not intended to malign any religion, ethnic group, club, organization, company, individual, or anyone or anything.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.